The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, April 15, 56th Street and 14B Avenue. An Apple iWatch found on the sidewalk in the area was turned in at police headquarters. The owner can claim through identification at police headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent, April 15, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Complainant left their locked bike outside of an entrance at the mall, and when they returned several hours later, the bike valued at $120 was gone. Mall security will examine surveillance video to identify a suspect. April 17, Winskill Park. A silver ring found in the park was brought into the community police office. The owner can claim through identification at police headquarters. April 18, 1800 block of Starling Drive. Complainant reported they parked their vehicle in the underground parking area, and when they returned in the morning, they found the vehicle had been rummaged through. There was no sign of forced entry. Approximately $10 in small change stolen. Surveillance footage to be examined. April 19, 5000 Canoe Passway. A business reported a male selected a beige Adidas duffel bag valued at $100 and left without payment. The suspect is described as wearing green commando pants and blue bandana around his face area. Surveillance video to be examined for potential identification of the suspect. April 20, 1700 block of Starling Drive. Complainant reported their vehicle had been broken into earlier in the week. Items stolen include a black Gucci wallet containing credit and banking cards. The credit card has been used at a convenience store for a total of $330. The driver's license added to the Canadian Police Information Center is stolen. Video canvas at the convenience store to be conducted. April 20, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female selected a dress and left the store without offering payment. Mall security examined surveillance video and found the suspect going back and forth between the mall and her vehicle with stolen items. Police attended and found stolen items valued at $2,727 from several stores in the suspect's vehicle. The suspect was arrested and charged with theft under $5,000 and then released with the requirement to appear in court at a later date. A no-go order to the mall was also issued to the suspect. Latner, April 19, Highway 17A and Deltaport Way. Complainant reported they left their electric bicycle valued at $2,200 behind the highway barrier on their way to work as their vehicle suffered a flat tire, and when they returned later in the day the bike was gone. The complainant reported later that having searched the area they found the bike a short distance away. April 20, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. A complainant reported a fraudulent attempt had been made to secure a credit card in their name. The complainant had provided personal and banking information to a caller offering a fraudulent cell phone plan deal. Police advised the complainant to monitor their personal accounts for any further suspicious activity and provided further fraud prevention tips. April 20, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. A complainant reported they had left their cell phone on the roof of their car and drove away and thus lost the phone. They were able to track the phone to an address in Ladner, and police assisted the comm by attending to the address and retrieving the phone for them. April 21, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. An Uber driver submitted a cell phone in a black case that had been left in their vehicle and asked police to assist with the return of the phone to the owner. Police were able to locate the owner and the phone was returned.